各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
好，这是我们第三次来谈一下华华法门的修行。
This is the third time we talk about Lotus Sutras of practice.
好，那开始的时候，我们就大家一起来先称颂本师释迦牟尼的佛号，还有开经记之后，我们就开始今天大家的分享。
Join your palm, please.
我们先念中文哈。南无
本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
Homage to the original Master Shakyamuni Buddha.
Homage to the original Master Shakyamuni Buddha.
Homage to the original Master Shakyamuni Buddha.
The unsurpassed, profound, and the subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of Tathagata.
谢谢阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。
我想我们连续谈了两次的华华法门的修行，不晓得你回去有没有在用。
Well, we've been talking about the practice of a Lotus Sutra for two times. And did you use it when you go home?
有吗？
Yes or no?
有哈，好。OK,因为前两天有个菩萨，昨天有个菩萨跑来问我说，法师，请问你下单机的那三个，那后面那个按一滴滴你收喝，按一滴滴你收喝，按一滴滴收，要不要念？我是要念，那请问他什么意思？我说他是咒语，不用管他什么意思，他就是必须要念的。
And somebody came up to me and asked, to get down off the bad verses and about the last phrase, which is a mantra, and do I need to recite that? And what's the meaning? You definitely need to recite that, and the meaning you don't really need to know. It's a mantra.
好，这一章。修行人的一天，这张 PowerPoint 上次我们看过了。上次我们谈到说，这里面最困难的部分是什么？很多菩萨谈到说，哦，还要这么早就起来，哦，然后呢还要回向。可实际上，这里面最困难的部分，我认为应该是这个部分，观照一整天，观照身口意。
We seen this slide last week. This is daily schedule for a practitioner. And some people may say, the difficult part, the most difficult part on this slide is to get up so early. And some people may be, say, oh, you know, at nighttime I need to transfer merit. But I believe the most difficult part is to contemplate and illuminate the body and speech and mind throughout the whole day.
好，我举一个例子哈。今天你在路上走，你看到一张一百块的美金在地上，请问你捡不捡？哦、oh.
，Well, let me ask you. First of all, let me give you this first task. And then, when you walk on the street, you saw this nice and shiny $100 bill. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna pick it up or just leave alone?
会捡起来的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you're gonna pick it up.
OK, 请放下。然后后面那个一百块会怎么处理？来说说看。哎呦，来。
All right, most of you raise your hand, you will pick that $100. And what are you going to do afterwards? Are you going to spend and pocket yourself, or are you actually going to put it in the donation box?
为什么？为什么要放在 donation box?
Why? Why you want to put it in the donation box?
来。不是你的，为什么要捡？好，来，我们来看看这个背后的念头。
So if it's not yours, why you pick it up? And some people say, oh, I want to make sure I put it into the merits for the person lost $100.
那其实你可以把你口袋的一百块捐出来给别人做功德，也可以把功德回向给别人就可以了。为什么要捡那个一百块？
But you can use your own $100 and to give it the merit and then transfer the merit into others. And why you have to pick that $100 up and use that to as a merit for others, right?
好，我们回答一下。 假如说你很久很久都没有来东叔城市，那么100块被你遗忘之后就会被你花掉。
Well, if you haven't been here for very, very long time, and then so when you pick up that $100, then you say, oh, you know, I'm not coming to a Chen Center in the near future. I'm just going to pocket it.
你要想想看，为什么要捡？捡的当下是什么念头？其实是一个贪念。
Think about it. Why you pick that up? And what have really gone through your mind at that instance? That actually is a thought, it's really greed.
我问你哦，假如今天是一个空的喝过用过的瓶子丢在路上，你会不会捡？那个其实上也可以就去那个回收站可以换钱呢、啊，为什么你不捡
？Well, let me ask you, if it is an empty bottle, all right? So why don't you pick it up? Well, you actually, if you pick it empty bottle, you can put it into recycle center to exchange 5 cents or whatever something. That's also money. Why don't you pick that one up?
有多少菩萨在捡回收桶子去换钱的举手我看看
anybody pick up recycle bottle
就一两个而已大部分都没有是要去换钱要去换钱yes yes 那个捡起来当下背后的念头是什么很微细它是一个贪念
actually the thought really behind this picking up action, it's a very fine line. It's a very fine line of greed.
贪嗔痴就是轮回的根啊。
Greed, hatred, and ignorance is the resource of samsara.
我要跟大家分享哦，一百块我大概不会捡了。不过我跟你讲，我昨天前天也做了一个事情，那就是真的在贪念。我跟大家分享。
Well, I believe I speak for myself. For $100 on the ground, I probably won't pick it up. But I did something that's involved this greed.
前两天呢，我收到一个菩萨呢，他从其他的州寄了一张支票，是因为买书哈，把寄了一张支票进来。他有个信封装起来，信封封起来。可是我看到他的信封其实上是折了好多折，可能是放在某个东西里面，我不知道。那我们的法师就拿给我，我就把里面拆开来之后，我把他的案子做完之后，我发现那张邮票竟然是可以用的邮票，我就跑下去跟法师讲说：“法师，这张邮票是可以用的。”
Well, some of my disciple and bought some book and in here, so she sent a check and for the books, and so after I take care the billing and this and that for the check, and I look at the envelope, and that stamp actually is reusable, hasn't been stamped from postal office, so it's reusable. So I went to other pharmacies, and then I said, wow, that stamp can be reused again.
那法师当下拿一把剪刀告诉我说，这个是用过的信封，他就当场把那个邮票剪掉了。当场我突然发现，哇！至于那个贪念在那个地方。
And that 法师 took a scissor, and that envelope is already been used, so this stamp is useless, and so she snipped it. So I realized in the very fine line of greed I had.
那个贪的念头非常的微细，所以一天当中关照这个身口意，其实是最难、最难、最难的部分。
That's a really fine line of greed. So, and throughout the day, we observe and contemplate greed, hatred, and ignorance. This is very, very difficult.
我不晓得你们同不同意啊
？Would you agree?
这不大，还认为说那个一百块不捡太可惜了。你还沉浸在那个境当中吗
？And do you still stuck in the thought? Well, that $100 on the ground. If I don't pick it up, what a waste. You know, it's an opportunity right in front of my eyes. Shouldn't I just take it?
Okay, 好。其实我跟你讲，这个，就是我觉得那个贪的念头，撑的念头起来还会说啊，我刚刚是生气。可是那个贪的念头真的太微细，有时候真的不容易察觉，所以要不断的、常常回到那个关照的当下。
So for the thought of greed, and it's really very fine, even finer than hatred. Hatred, when you get angry, and you know the anger start heating up, and then, so you actually can feel it and can observe it. But for the greed, and sometimes it's so fine, you can't even notice. So we really need to contemplate that.
好，那我们就把这个观照身口意这个部分呢，我们把它拉出来讲，谈到所谓的修行的部分。
So next, because this is a fine line of agreeing, next we're going to talk about practice.
好，修行呢，我想菩萨们也经过很多次法会啊，我们谈到两个名词，叫做事中修一心跟理中修一心，我想你们听过对吗？
So this is two terms, it's among myriad of things, practice one mind. And the other one is use theory to practice one mind.
所谓的四兄修一心意思是说我们有一个像东西来修行。比如说呢我们今天来供花，比如说我们今天来礼佛，比如说我们来诵经打坐，有一个这样的动作的像当中你来修行，让自己得到那个一心，那就是这四中修一心。
What is mean among myriad of things in practice one mind? So, and that means it's something, it is a form and for you to practice. For example, you'll make offering of flowers, incense, fruit, and you come here to meditate, you come here to listen to Dharma talk. This is all something realistic, it's something has a form for you to practice.
进一步是修行的当下之后你是不是可以借四相当中看到那个空相跟中看到中观，那就是理中修一心。那个相是因缘所生法，当因缘聚集的时候相就出现了，可是你从相当中是不是可以看到那个空性？
So these myriad of the thingsIt's by cause and condition arise. So, and then that's why there's a form. So, within those things you practice, and can you contemplate emptiness?
我举个很简单的例子哦，比如说我这个杯子，我事实上是已经加拿大 sabbatical 买的。你看这个杯子它是怎么样？一定是有人设计嘛，对吧？哈，然后做出来嘛，哈，然后被我买回来，然后我在用嘛。可这个杯子五十年后会不会坏掉？会。所以你在用的当下，这个是一个相，当下你看到一个事情都会变化，这就是空相。你是不是可以看到这个东西？而我不会说，我希望我能够青春永驻，永远18岁，那就真的有问题了。
So I use my cup and as an example. I bought this cup in from Canada, and somebody made it, and then I was there. I bought it. This is merely a form. And so 50 years from now, is this gonna It still exists and not broken? Maybe, maybe not. So, and when you use the cup and you contemplate, this is not going to be eternally, forever existing. So this is a contemplate emptiness. And if you keep thinking, oh, I don't want things change, I want eternity, I want to be 18 years old forever, and then that's really problematic.
所以一定是刚开始我们一定是借有相。有相开始修行，包括念佛都是这样子的，有相念佛，念到无相念佛。禅修也禅修刚开始也是这样，告诉你怎么坐姿，坐到最后的，你从外相一直到最后看到内心，所以一定是从事中修一心之后，才能够进到理中修一心。
So these are the form and practice and meditation. This is all form. We through these things, myriads of things, and there's a practice. And then we from external and go to internally and contemplate emptiness.
好，那我们来谈一下，在《法华经》中有哪些是修行方法？当然方法很多很多，但是我提到三个非常重要的东西在这边。第一个是要一心三观，就是借看到，就是我刚刚，比如说我刚刚举那个例子，空相、假相，看到中道。空假中就是一心，以当下的那个念头看，同时看到相，看到假，看到原来这个就是真实相，一心三观。
So in Lotus Sutra, and there's many different way and contemplation. And the first of all, in the Tiantai insight and contemplation, and contemplate emptiness, unreality, and middle. So and from the emptiness, reality, and middle. For example, the cup.
另外一个是观实相。观实相，其实我想菩萨们，假如说我们大家都一起来参加那个法华三昧忏仪的修行的时候，你可以看到，有看到你最后我们要禅观，对不对？看到那个实相，实相就是空相。
And the next is contemplate true reality. The true reality is emptiness.
好，第三个是一念三千，其实一念三千是特别从法华经里面出来的，这个一念三千这个观念非常的重要，等一下我们会来谈它。
And the third is one thought contains 3,000 worlds. This 3,000, this one thought contain 3,000 words. That's actually it's very important. It's coming out from Lotus Sutra. We're going to talk about now.
好，那我们现在看看一心三观，就是空假中的观念，实际上是北齐的时候慧文禅师所提出来的观念，一心三观。
So this is one thought. I have three contemplation: empty, emptiness, and unreality in the middle. Actually, it's from 慧文禅师 Master 慧文。
生活当中其实可以随时可以用这个一心三观的观念。比如说你插一盆花在这个地方，当初买回的花非常的新鲜，非常的好。可是慢慢你就发现，到当这个花变成枯萎的时候，或是凋谢的时候，你是不是也看到这个花其实也很美，因为它呈现的还是一个像，还是你会觉得很洋气，它说赶快把它丢掉。其实当下插到一个新鲜的花的时候，你应该想到它其实就有枯萎的一天。那个从有当中看到空，从空当中看到中道，所以是一心三观，空假中同时存在。
In a daily life, we can always in acontemplate these three things. So for example, and you bought a bunch of a fresh flower, it's beautiful, and then you make some nice arrangement. Why are you doing this? And then so you start to contemplate, and the flower is going to be watered. And then you contemplate from the existence, something you have it now, and contemplate the empty nature, and then contemplate the middle.
心经里面讲不谈到吗？色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。这句话就是讲的一心三观。
In a Heart Sutra, and we talk about a form is emptiness, emptiness is a form. Form is precisely emptiness, and emptiness precisely form. And that's really talk about these emptiness, unrealities, and the middle way.
好，我们借另外一部经来谈谈这个一心三观的观念。我想大家应该很清楚，你们读过《金刚经》吧？有吗？《金刚经》里面有好几个东西，他说：“当可名此经，云等我等云何奉持？”佛就说：“这部经叫《般若波罗蜜》，即非般若波罗蜜，是名般若波罗蜜。”他说：“诸为尘，回来如来说非为尘，是名为尘。如来说世界非世界，即是世界。当下有是因缘聚集的，看到是。”不是非是因为它是假名为的，假名为什么什么，实际上是否，所以它称为什么，是众生即非众生，是名众生，其实大家就是一心三观，空假中同时存在。
We're going to use another sutra to talk about this, Diamond Sutra you're familiar with. And so the Buddha said that a prajna paramita is not prajna paramita, therefore it is called prajna paramita. That particle of dustare not particle of dust. Therefore, they are called particle of dust. That world system are not world system. Therefore, they are called world system. And this is all talk about it. Emptiness, unreality, and the middle way.
其实现在所有世间的一些东西全部都是我们人造就出来的。很多东西本来没有的，人的念头造就出来的。我问的很简单的问题，比如说，好，很多菩萨他都不是原来美国人，好，你从你的国家来到美国，我要问的是，原来你在你的国家的受到的所谓的教育的那些制度跟美国教育制度有一样吗？一定不一样，对不对？因为是因乐因地而制宜嘛。更简单的是说，我们每个人都有一个家嘛，你家里面我们讲说，哦，家里面可能都应该有床吧，有厨房吧，有桌子吧，有椅子吧，可是同样的桌子椅子跟床摆出来的东西就不一样了，所以一些东西都是我们念头造就出来的东西，这都是假象的。
So in the world and all, everything is all created by our mind. So and for example, a lot of us here and not a Native American, and so we all come from different places. And where you came from, your education system must be different and all that. And you may all have a home. At your home, you have this set up, your kitchen and your bedroom. You have a bed, you have tables and what have you.And then, even though they all the same, called bed, table, kitchen, but the setup is all different and the content is all different. So this is really means in this emptiness, reality, and middle way.
好，所以这一心三观生活当中随时可以用它。你看到那个因缘聚集的时候，其实也不会起烦恼。包括今天很生气，包括今天很高兴，都是因缘聚集，都是因缘所生的。 好，都可以看到一心三观，同时用观这个方法去用。
We can practice in our daily life, and everything in our life is formed by cause and condition. We are happy because we have the happy and cause, and so the condition, and so become we are happy. And we are angry, and because the cause and condition come together, and then we are angry. So this is all caused by cause and condition.
好，那接着呢，我们来看讲另外一个观念，叫做一念三千。
Next, we're going to talk about this one thought contain 3,000 worlds.
好，这个三千不是娑婆世界的三千大千世界哦，不是哦，它不是的。
And this 3,000 world is not the one we usually talk about. And the three great thousand world and the three chinchilla cosmo or saha world.
三千大千世界其实上是一个佛国净土，对，是谁的佛国净土？是释迦牟尼佛的佛国净土。
The three great thousand world we usually talk about is Saha world is actually is Shakyamuni's Buddha land.
好，我们讲说，我们用娑婆世界来说好了。娑婆世界有几个法界？有十法界，对吗？十法界有佛、菩萨、圆觉、声闻、天、人、阿修罗、畜生、恶鬼、地狱，十法界。
So we use our Saha world as an example, and in the Saha world, there's a 10 Dharma realm: hell, hungry ghost, animal, asura, human, heaven, Shivaka, Pratyeka Buddha, Bodhisattva, and Buddha. That's a 10 Dharma realm.
好，我们随便举，比如说我们在人法界，对不对？假如说你当下那个心非常欢喜，帮助众生，当下可能就是一个菩萨法界，对吗？可假如说你看到就像看到那个一百块捡起来，当下就是恶鬼界贪心。
So use a human realm as an example, and so and now I'm very happy, and then I'm really helping other people, and I feel very joyous. So at that moment you actually in Bodhisattva Dharma realm.And back to that $100. So if you pick it up and then and you are in the great round of agree, and then actually you are in the hungry ghost round.
所以每一个法界要含摄十个法界，对吗？
So each dharma round contains 10 dharma round.
很简单，你看我们讲过，佛有很多很多本身故事啊。佛在修行的过程当中，好多好多身化现，可能在畜生道，哦，可能化身在恶鬼道，比如说地藏菩萨。他在地狱住众生，他是恶鬼吗？他是做坏事吗？不是的。可当下什么？他是佛菩萨的境界，对吧？所以十法界每一个法界含摄十个法界。
For example, and Buddha's past life story, and there was a few story. He was an animal and tried to help other animal. So he is in the animal realm. And another example, sister Bodhisattva Earthstorm.And he's a delivering sentient being in the hell. So for these, are they really animal? Are they really in the hell realm? No. They are there to deliver sentient beings. So, and that's the 10 Dharma realm we talk about.
好，所以十法界，每一个法界含着十个法界，所以就是一百法界。
So each Dharma realm has a 10 Dharma realm, and 10 Dharma realm, and so...So 10 times 10 that's 100 Dharma round.
好，另外在法华经，我想菩萨假如说你有我们一上过法华经，你知道法华经有讲一个东西叫做实如是，听过吗？嘿，对，实如是这个部分因为它比较深，下次我再有另外因为谈到它。实如是就是如是相、如是性、如是体、如是力、如是作、如是因、如是缘、如是果、如是报、如是本末究竟等，它是十个，就是实如是。
So in Lotus Sutra, and they talk about something very special, and this is 10 suchnessness. And this is, or 10 reality of, 10 reality aspect, or reality of existence. They are appearance, nature, embodiment, power, influence, cause, condition, fruition, retribution, and then consistency from the beginning to the end.So we're gonna talk about that in the future.
好，另外根据那个大智度论谈到， 世界有三个世界，其实像什么，就是众生法、众生世界、国土世界跟五蕴世界，其实就是人。你看人的正报身就是众生世界，意报身就是国土世界，还有我们的念头，都觉得五蕴世界就是三个世界。
So in the great wisdom shastra, we talk about in three world. The three world is sentient beings, the ground, or the land, and or the thought. The three world.
对，好。所以这样你看起来的话，我们给他一个公式哈、哦，十法界，然后乘上十个法界，乘上十如是，乘上三世界，就是三千个世界。
So this is a math here. So one Dharma round contains 10 Dharma round, that's 10. And 10 Dharma round times 10, that's 100 Dharma round. And times 3, and this is 3 world, so it's 3,000 world.
好，所以这个所谓的三千世界也叫做三千诸法，是一切法的总称。
This is the 3,000 world and also called the 3,000 Dharma. So it's the name and for all Dharma.
所以一个念头当下就是含摄三千的诸法的现象。
So one thought contains the 3,000 worlds.
所以当下的哪一个念头，每一个念头其实上就含摄三千个世界，应该是三千个世界。所以呢，这个是特别在天台中提出来一个观念，叫一心一念三千。这是谁？这是智者大师，他根据《法华经》提出来一个观念，叫一念三千。
Therefore, one thought contains 3,000 world, the phenomena of a 3,000 world, and this is a master, 天台from 天台 school master 智者 and based on the Lotus Sutra, and he bring out this concept.
所以我们回来刚刚讲到那个世中修一心，理中修一心，你就很快可以看到理中修一心吧，对吗？一念三千，然后一心三观，当下就可以看到那个真实相，所以你就不会执着当下因为因缘聚集有而成的现象。
So we back to look and so among myriad things and practice one mind and use the theory to practice one mind and so all the things in come together because of cause and condition. And then when cause and condition arrive, and things happen. And when cause and condition perish, and the things disappear. So we won't be abiding on things.
好，这是修行的方法。另外，我要谈到另外一个修行方法，就是修行所谓的三无漏学戒定慧。
And another practice is to practice the three study, precept, concentration, and wisdom.
我想这三个名词啊，戒定慧已经大家谈的非常非常的多了哈。这戒定慧三个方法，其实在《法华经》里面提到很多很多很多次哈。那这边呢，我今天提一个东西是圣严师父在当初建僧团的时候，给了僧团一个叫做愿训，他特别谈到这个部分。
So You must be familiar with this three study, precept and concentration and wisdom. Actually, in Lotus Sutra, in many, many chapters, we talk about this. So, I'm using example. And Master Sheng Yan, and before this Sangha university established, and all the Sangha members, and he called the Study Research Institute, and so he has the guideline principle and for the institute.
不只是圣严大学僧团，他给的是僧团的一个中心的思想。
So this is actually the Sangha group.
好，那师父怎么说？他说本愿以养成戒定慧三学并总之佛教青年人才为宗旨。
So the mission of this center is train talented young Buddhists who emphasize.The cultivation of all three study of a precept, concentration, and wisdom.
这所谓的这个本愿的愿，其实都当初这个僧团的雏形，就是讲这个。
So, and the center is really and the Sangha group.
好，那师父谈到很多方法，比如说应该是清净啊、精进啊、少欲啊、无争啊、整洁啊、宁静和乐、自动自律自知的基本精神。
And Sifu actually and give a lot of method and the essential quality of these: purity, diligence, minimal desire, refrain from conflict, tiredness, and quietude, harmony, self-motivation, self-discipline, and self-rule.
好，这些修行的方法，应该讲说这是行门嘛，哈。行门最后扩的还回到解门的部分，所以我下面往下讲，还是回到原本我们谈到所谓的定课，怎么样从解门当中去谈到修行的方法。
This is all the method of a practice we call our method of a conduct, and then we're going to back to talk of a method of understanding.
好，那解门的部分，当然我想每个菩萨你都有自己的固定的功课，比如说早上起来你会固定拜佛，哦，你固定比如诵心经、诵金刚经、诵普门品、持咒都可以。那因为我们今天谈到是法华法门，所以我谈到的是我们怎么样来持法华经。
The method of understanding is the daily practice. All of you may have a daily practice. When you get up in the morning, you do prostration to the Buddha, and you recite sutra, Diamond Sutra, Heart Sutra, Lotus Sutra, whatever. So because we talk about Lotus Sutra, so now we're going to specifically talk about how to practice on Lotus Sutra.
我想《法华经》上次我跟大家讲，为什么我为什么要讲《法华经》？因为《法华经》它太殊胜，它是所谓的经中之王，对吗？佛在五时说法的时候，到最后的当众生的根基都成熟的时候，佛开始讲《法华经》。重点，《法华经》的重点是所有的三圣，三圣法最后是归到一圣法，众生都有佛性，众生一定能够成佛。
So, back in a few lectures ago, and we said, well, we want to talk to a Lotus Sutra, talk about Lotus Sutra. Lotus Sutra is the king of all sutras. And back then, Buddha expounding Dharma, there was five period of time. The last period, because all the karmic roots of sentient beings all mature, that's why he expounding the Lotus Sutra.
好，我们开始来谈怎么样来持法华经。法华经呢，假如说你还没有持，但是佛是说当佛还在世的时候呢，他说呢，只要你有听到法华经一个偈子或是一个句子，或是你觉得说哎呀太好了随喜功德的话，佛就给你受记了。
Now we're going to talk about how to uphold or preserve in the Lotus Sutra. So back then when Buddha still alive, and those seeking to be Shivakas or Pratyeka Buddha or Bodhisattva, and if in the presence of the Buddha, any beings such as these Shivakas, and a single verse, to hear a single verse or line of a Lotus Sutra, and thereupon have even one thought of rejoicing in it, I will bestow upon them my prediction that they will attain the highest complete enlightenment.
为什么佛这样说？我想知道你要读《华经》，你知道《华经》里面讲说，佛开始在那边放光的时候，最后有人终于请佛要讲法。佛开始要讲法的时候，有5000个人退席，他那个根气不到的时候是没有办法听《法华经》的。所以佛要讲说，当我还在世的时候，就有这么多人对《法华经》是不尊重的。所以那个时候，假如说你能够听到《法华经》一句一句的时候，甚至一念随喜，我就给他受记了。
So back then, and so some people request Buddha for Dharma. So and Buddha and emitting light and ready to give a Dharma talk. And in the very beginning, he was going to talk about Lotus Sutra. And there's 5,000 people, they have a dull karmic roots and they're not ready for Lotus Sutra. And they got up and prostrate to Buddha and left. And that's why, and Buddha, and because they are karmic roots. And that's why Buddha was saying, and you hear one verse and one line of a Lotus Sutra, and then I will and give them the prediction and they will attain the highest complete enlightenment.
我就说我在世的时候，佛说法的时候都有人不听，当佛往生之后入灭之后，法华经要言传的时候还是很多人是不听的，所以那个时候红传更不容易了。
And Buddha said, this is still when I'm alive, and some people don't want to even hear about Lotus Sutra. And after I passed into Parinirvana, and then, of course, there's more people don't even want to know about Lotus Sutra. That's even harder to uphold and to spread Lotus Sutra.
现在讲的这个状况，佛在的时候都不是我们，我们都不是佛在的时候听到《法华经》，对吗？可是佛进一步讲说，当我入灭之后，要是众生听到《法华经》一句一句一念随喜，我还是给他收集。
So of course, and we don't live in the era and the time and Buddha still alive, and we are in the time and Buddha already passed into Parinirvana, and so.That's why Buddha said, even when I pass into extinction, and if somebody hear one phrase and one line of a Lotus Sutra, I still will give them my prediction that they will attain the highest and complete enlightenment.
请问佛给你受记了吗？
Let me ask you, did the Buddha give you a prediction, prophecy yet?
有什么好？因为我们现在不是在讲《法华经》吗？对了 ，OK。
Yeah, because we're talking about Lotus Sutra now.
好、
yes.
进一步佛又讲说他说呢法华经呢你不要只是听一句啦一句或是说哈只是随喜而已。要是你能够受持读诵解说书写乃至一句然后你供养这个经好像供养佛一样用种种东西来供养甚至合掌恭敬我都给他受记。
Of course, you don't just listen to one verse and one line of Lotus Sutra or rejoice. And you really want to preserve, read, recite, explain, and copy Lotus Sutra. And respect the Sutra as if that's the Buddha. And who reverently offer and who simply honor it with his palms pressing together.
好，我们来讲一下什么叫受持，就是你几乎天天都来用它，天天读它，天天想到它，天天用它的话，这个叫受持。读跟诵这两个不一样，读就是你就念出来，诵就是拿着经本对着经本念，这个叫诵。解说就是去讲讲法经什么意思，这是解说。所谓的书写是抄经的意思，所以抄经就可以流传。所以这样子为什么？因为见法如见佛。所以你看到法华经恭敬心就好像看到佛一样而且你用各种东西来供养比如供我们用花香灯烛果来供养当下或是说你甚至是每天合掌对着法华经礼拜这都是算是恭敬礼拜这称为无品法事
So now we're going to talk about and how to uphold and so every day and then you uphold and try to maintain itAnd then read the sutra, and then recite and read out loud the sutra, and explain the sutra to other people, and copy, and so the Dharma, the Lotus Sutra, can spread to others. And also you respect the sutra, and just like a Buddha, so you make offering like a flower, incense,and some other things and, to the sutra or you even join upon sincerely do the prostration to the sutra this is called five kind of a Dharma master
好法华经里面对这个无品法师有非常多的描述甚至讲说无品法师呢他们说这些人呢这个无品法师他们其实是很早很早以前就是因为他过去生已经供养了非常多的佛所以他在今生当中身在娑婆世界来读法华经持法华经甚至传播法华经所以他是悯念众生所以身在这个娑婆世界
So these five kind of Dharma master actually in the past very long time ago and they were born in the Saha world they already doing all this into the Lotus Sutra and that's why it's called this five type of Dharma master
好那我们来看看这个无品法师他会有什么样的殊胜呢第一个是他可以得到六根清净第二个是法华经能够拔苦与累解生死之缚法华经它是病的良药听到法华经你的病消灭不老不死
Let's see how wondrous and to uphold to preserve Lotus Sutra and you will get purified the six sense organ and alleviate from sufferingand give joy, liberation from the bond of birth and death. And the sutra is good medicine for the sickness. If a sick person get to hear the Lotus Sutra, and his sickness will be cured immediately, he will not grow old or die.
好，我们现在分给这三个人，我们来谈一下《持法华经》的殊胜。第一个谈到六根清净庄严。
First, we're going to talk about purify the six sense organ.
好，《法华经》里面讲，这第十九品讲说，若善男子、善女人呢？受持就是无品法师，他得到六根庄严，而那个庄严的六根呢，让他六根都能够清净。
So, first of all, and if a man and good woman and they preserve the Lotus Sutra, recite, explain, copy, and the quality, it will adorn the six sense faculties, purify them all.
好，六根怎么样庄严哈？就持《法华经》的菩萨呢，眼根有八百功德，耳根有一千两百功德，鼻根有八百功德，舌根一千两百功德，然后呢，身根八百，意根一千两百功德。这个八百一千两百二，在《楞严经》里面讲的非常的清楚。
So, what does it mean to purify six sense organ? So, the eye organ has 800 virtues, meritorious virtues, and the ear has 1200 meritorious virtue, and the nose has 800, and the tongue has 1200, and the body has 800. And all these numbers, and actually in the Suragama Sutra, and then explain it in very great detail.
他说这样的八百一千二等等等，这样六根的这个庄严，所以等到让六根能够清净。所谓意思是六根清净是什么意思？我想菩萨们，你们有一起来修法华三昧忏仪的时候，其实我们的六根非常的不清净。六根这是血肉身得到的这个六根，这个是我们的业报得到这个六根，六根非常非常的不清净。可是你持法华经之后，透过的修行会让六根清净。
When we come to practice Lotus Sutra, and our six sense organ actually is very impure, and because this is our retribution body. So, but once you start practice Lotus Sutra, gradually, and your six sense organ it will become very pure.
说法师，哪个六根哪里不清净？你看哦，六根长流不尽，对吗？你鼻所有的孔道都流出那个身体里面污秽的东西出来，对吗？你说透过我们清洗，可是是相对的干净，也不是真的清净。可是真的读法华经的时候，慢慢慢慢透过修行的方法，我们希望能够达到佛的境界，是六根就是清净的。
So, well, you may ask, why are my six sense organs dirty? Well, you know, each day and six sense organ always have some discharge, right? And now, yeah, we bathe ourselves, but that's just make relatively clean, but it's not really clean. So, when we come to practice Lotus Sutra through Buddha's method and through the Dharma and to purify our six sense organ.
很简单嘛，我们的念头越来越清净。这个就是清净嘛。
First of all, the simple thing, and our thought and become more pure and more pure. So that's called the six sense organ pure.
好，往下我们谈到，持法华经可以解生死之缚。
Next, we're going to talk about and uphold Lotus Sutra will be free from the type of birth and death.
好，根据这个法华供那个法师供的评论谈到说，他说《法华经》能救一切众生，能令一切众生离生死苦恼，然后呢，饶一切众生，充满祈愿，解一切生死之缚。
So from the chapter 19, it talk about the Lotus Sutra save all sentient beings, make all sentient beings free from suffering.Greatly benefit all sentient beings and bring their aspiration to fulfillment and frees all pains and bonds of illness and the birth and death.
请问这个生死苦恼从何而来？
Let me ask you, and the suffering of a birth and death, where does that come from?
从哪里来啊？哎呀，你没有这个色身，哪有这个生死苦恼，对吧？你好好去 不要在六道轮回，你就去成佛，不是很就哪有什么生死苦恼？这就是我们的业报而来的嘛，对吗？那我们今天希望透过修行，让自己走上佛道，最后方向一定是成佛嘛。所以这个生死苦恼，全部都是我们心所造就出来的。所以我们的《法华经》可以让我们解一些身心的苦恼嘛，哈。另外，能够满愿，满愿。有很多人他《法华经》常说，孺子得母。然后如骨客得海，就是说好像孩子看到母亲这样子得救的样子，就好像说商人在船海边的时候也看到有一条船可以帮助你运过，所以也让你的愿能够成就，最后能够解一切生死之缚。什么叫生死之缚？身心的不自在啊。你看你今天有多少身心不自在的东西，不得已一定要这样，还要这样，还要这样，还要这样。最主要是这个法华经能让我们解开这个身心的苦恼，能够得到身心自在。
What is the suffering and vexation of the birth and death is because our body is the result of a retribution, and it's created by the mind. If we practice on Lotus Sutra and give a vows and accordingly and to practice, and so it's like a son and finally find the mother, and it was like a merchant and they finally found a sheep.Ship, and to deliver their merchant. And so all this and that, that's why can alleviate and the vexation of the birth and death, the bondage of the birth and death.
华经里不是有讲有个偈颂吗？假饶造罪过三月，怎么样？不须妙法两三行。你做了非常非常多的恶业，但是用华经可以帮忙来修行。我们的心修，其实身口意，重点是谁？重点是意啦。一改变之后，身跟口相对的就减少很多的罪业了嘛。
In a Lotus Sutra, in this verses, and the meaning it says, and if you create a lot of bad karma, bad things, only when you encounter two or three sentences of a Lotus Sutra can alleviate that. So when we create all such bad karma, so but we practice Lotus Sutra, and we will free from the bondage.
好，那在这边我们谈到苦嘛，哈，我要问菩萨，苦跟痛有一样吗？不一样嘛，哈。好，我用了一段师父的开示讲，什么叫苦跟痛
？We talk about the suffering, so it's the same and between the pain and suffering.
师父说，身体的病啊，一叫叫痛，心的病叫做苦。他说，佛法不是来除痛的，他又不是麻醉剂，重点是佛法是要来什么？来救苦，救那个心的苦。
So this is from Master Sen Yen, and he was saying the physical distress caused by illness is called pain. The mental distress caused by illness is called suffering. Buddha Dharma is not used to eliminate pain because it is not anesthesia injection. It is used to alleviate suffering.
我们常常讲说这个事情没法度，没有法度，无法无佛无佛法可度，没有办法处理。有佛法就有办法。
See, in Taiwanese, and there's a word and say, oh, that I have no dharma to alleviate this, and that means I really have no way to do this. So it literally means I have no dharma to resolve this. I have no way to resolve this.
好，所以这个佛法呢，它可以除我们的。苦主要是苦啦哈，所以你看哦，师父讲说什么？比如说，师父讲说，比如说像师父身体一生身体其实是很弱的，常常在病苦当中。可是师父常常讲，身体交给医生，心交给谁？佛菩萨。
And why Sifu said that? Because throughout Sifu's life, and he always have an illness, he always in pain.And that's why, and he say, my body, I give my body to doctor. Doctor will take care and the pain of my body. But I give my heart to Buddha. And so I use Dharma to resolve the pain in my mind.
用这个 heart 的这个字有一点，我们可以用 mind, 对吧？哈，对对 ，OK, 好，好，同样的，这个《法师华经》它是病的良药，因为在《药王本师品》讲说。他说，他就佛就跟秀王法说，你要来用神通力来守护经，为什么？因为这个经《法华经》是阎浮提人，就是我们这个娑婆世界人的良药。 人有病了，听到这个经的时候呢，就能够消灭，不老不死。
So, and then also, Lotus Sutra is the good medicine for illness. And why? Because this sutra is good medicine for the sickness of those. And if a sick person gets to hear the sutra, his sickness will be cured immediately. He will not grow old or die.
你不要说法师，三个礼拜前来听法华经，到现在我是老了三个礼拜，怎么不老不死呢？我越来越老呢。
So you may ask, and I'm much older than 3 weeks ago. So 3 weeks ago, I came over to listen Lotus Sutra. And then, how come I'm not going to get old?
主要是法华经告诉我们，不要执着那个我见，执着那个身见。你没有那个我见身见就不老不死了。重点是在这个东西，而不是这个色身的这个老，这是肉体的老。我们念的是我们心的老的。
So because we're not abiding to the view of self, we're not abiding to the view of our body, and so we're not going to grow old. And our body, physical body, will grow old, but we're not abiding on it.
好，谈了这么多出法华经，最后我们谈到出法华经有多殊胜。
So now we're going to talk about how excellent to uphold the Lotus Sutra.
在佛经里面讲说，持诵法华经呢，这个人就是 用佛来庄严自己，就是呢，就是把佛担在肩上上，其实就是在承继所谓的如来家业。
So people recite and uphold Lotus Sutra, adorn themselves with the adornment of a Buddha, and that means they will carry and the Tathagata on their shoulder and pay him homage wherever they go.
还有就是说，当这些人他真持法华经的人。我们看到这持法华经的人，法华经就像佛说的嘛，哈，所以看到这法华经的人，其实应该向他恭敬礼拜，这是佛说的，佛说的。
So they should be a respect, reverse, honor and praise wholeheartedly with palms pressed together, through offering of flowers and perfume and necklace, and send a powder and the best offering that people can make.They should have heavenly jewels scattered upon them and offered to them.
但是每天持法华经，你都行有没有用？
So let me ask you, every day you uphold, you recite Lotus Sutra, but you never used it. Is that useful?
就菩萨就说，法师你知道吗？我每天做很多的定课，我在佛前每天送几千佛号，我又送的《金刚经》。用受了大悲咒，又送了什么什么什么，我做了好多的功课，当烦恼来的时候依然烦恼。
So some people say, oh, 法师 you know, I have a lot of daily practice. So I do prostration to 1,000 Buddhas. I recite Diamond Sutra. I recite Great Compassion Dharani. But when this vexation arises, and I'm still very vexed.
好，在六祖坛经里面有一个故事，有一个人叫法达，这是一个出家人。这个法达专门持法华经的，持了3000部法华经，哎，不得了哎！你看哦，一天哈、哦，只要一天持一部啊，也要几年啊，10年呢。他持了3000部法华经，就跑去找那个六祖慧能，就说我是持法华经的，我对法华经非常的了解。他看到六祖的时候，根本都不跪下礼拜。
一天一步 okay, 要十年 okay. So, that's the story in front of Six Patriarch Sutra, Platform Sutra. And there was a monk, Fada, and because every day he recited Lotus Sutra, if one day you recite Lotus Sutra, it will take 10 years. And so he already did it 3,000 times. So when he sees the sixth patriarch, he doesn't even prostrate.
就六祖慧能就问他说，你看到我为什么不顶礼啊？他说我是持法华经的嘞。好吧，那六祖就问他，法华经讲什么？法华经讲什么？你吃了3000部，法华经讲什么？就什么都讲不出来了。
So the sixth patriarch asked this monk Fada, and why don't you prostrate to me when you see me? He said, because I'm reciting Lotus Sutra all the time, I already did 3,000 times. I don't need a prostrate to you. So the sixth patriarch said, oh, okay, let me ask you, what's the Lotus Sutra about? He couldn't even say the word.
因为六祖慧能是不识字，对吧？哎，可是不要小看他，他祖师嘞，祖师哪里需要我们这世间的这些东西啊？他就瞧不起他是一个不识字的樵夫，哎，我干嘛要跟你顶礼啊？就六祖随便问一下，就根本问倒了。所以六祖慧能就跟他讲，哎，六祖坛就说那个《法华经》讲什么？三圣归一圣，众生都有佛性啊，这是重点。你都讲不出来的话，你持《法华经》持几千部，持上万部也没有用啊。所以你迷的时候是被法华经转的，当你真正清楚的时候才是能够转法华讲法华的。
So we all know because six patriarch he's illiterate and but he's patriarch you don't really need the words and to be a patriarch so this monk Fa Da and look down on the six patriarch oh you can't even read a word and you are patriarch I'm not going to prostrate to you so and the core teaching in the Lotus Sutra is combine three vehicles into one vehicle. And so that's why a six patriarch instead of one verses. When your mind is deluded and you be turned by Lotus Sutra, but when your mind is enlightened and you will turn the Lotus Sutra.
这样清楚吗？重点是你诵经也是要最后你能够真的把经了解之后，真的能够用经的方法用出来，解要行嘛。你不行不出来，你还是只是在读的东西阶段而已啊，你要把它了解之后用出来。所以法华转跟转法华是两个完全不同的阶段。
So and the key point is after you understand, you have to put into practice. And so you only understand, you're not going to put a practice, it's not going to help you. So that's why turn by Lotus Sutra or turning the Lotus Sutra is totally different meaning.
好，我们刚刚讲说，我们用无品法师的方法来修行之后，最后了。当然最后还是要讲什么弘传法华经啊，这是重点嘛，齁，因为刚刚讲说你听到法华经或是呢一念随喜法华经佛陀授记的，所以很多众生他其实没有因缘听到法华经的，所以你要有办法就要跟别人去分享法华经。
So and after we talk about that the five kind of a Dharma master and Buddha say one phrase and one verses and also rejoice it. But then again, you want to broadly spread and proclaim the Lotus Sutra. And some people may not have a good course and condition to get to hear Lotus Sutra. But if you can share to other people, and then you are spreading the Dharma, you're spreading the Lotus Sutra.
你们还记得那个菩萨戒不是有三条戒，我们叫三句境界，对吧？度断恶，修善，度众生。用什么东西度？用佛法帮助众生啊。
So and in Bodhisattva precept and this one precept and we want to cut off all the bad things and we want to practice all the wholesome things and then you want to deliver sentient being. What do you use to deliver sentient being? Buddha Dharma.
好，所以佛经里面谈到怎么样去让告诉众生怎么去流通它。我们来谈到怎么流通。
So how do we spread the Dharma? How do we spread Lotus Sutra?
佛说啊。你要知道啊，他说我很多事就是无量百千万亿阿僧祇劫修行这个难得的这个法华经这个方法，它是一个得到阿耨多罗三藐三菩提成佛的方法。我今天把这个方法告诉你，富足你们，希望大家能够一心来广宣流布，让众生都能够得到利益。
So at that time, and Buddha was saying, and throughout limitless hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotas of asamkhayas and of eons, very, very long time, I have cultivated and practiced the real Dharma of Anuttara Samyaksambodhi. I now entrust them to all of you. You should, with a single mind, propagate this Dharma.causing it to spread and grow extensively.
他说怎么样方法很简单，他佛就讲说你应该要受持读说广说华经， 让一切众生都能够听到，因为就像刚刚讲的，佛不是讲吗？我在世的时候你听，然后一念随喜就可以受记，我往生之后，我圆寂之后，当有众生听到法华经的时候，还是被受记嘛，所以让众生都能够听到法华经，然后呢能够信这是佛说的，佛的智慧法所流露出来的法，这法让众生能够得到佛的智慧。我们刚刚不谈到实如是吗？对，那就是一切法。
So how to do it? So and Buddha was saying, you should receive, uphold, read, recite, and vastly proclaim this Dhamma, causing all living beings to hear and understand. So Buddha was saying, when he was alive, and when you hear one verses and one sentence, and rejoice, and then Buddha will give a prophecy prediction. And even when he passed into extinction, and he will still do that. So you present the opportunity to living beings and let them believe in Lotus Sutra, and then they will get the benefit of a Lotus Sutra, and that's the spreading and broadly proclaim the Lotus Sutra.
请问你今天回家可以跟别人分享《法华经》吗？
Let me ask you, when you go home today, would you share Lotus Sutra to other people?
可以吗？一句也可以、
yes?
一句都可以哈。好，那假如说 OK 对不起
sorry just one phrase one sentence and share with others，
那你说法师我从来都不是吃法华经的，或是有的众生根本都没有办法有因缘来听法华经，那怎么办呢？
So you may say 法师 I never really read a Lotus Sutra and that's not my daily practice and how should I do that？
好，法华经里面讲说，他说如果众生他到现在还没有办法信受，没有办法信跟受，就是接受法华经的时候，他说你应该在法佛在佛的余生法中，佛的其他的佛的说的法，佛不是五十说法对吗？法华经是第五十对不对？前面还有四十啊，有人可能是根器是读华严经的，可能是楞严经的，可能是阿含经的，可能是金刚经般若系的，或是方等经，像地藏经啊、维摩经啊等等这些经的人，他说其实你也可以用那个方法示教力行，让他很欢喜的得到佛法。他说假如你能够这样的话，其实我们就是报佛的恩了。
So the Buddha said, if there's a living being who do not believe or accept it, you should instruct them with another of the profound Dharma of the Dascom one, benefiting them and cause them to rejoice. If you can do this, you will have already repaid the kindness of the Buddha. So we talk about, and Buddha expounded Dharma in, can categorize into five periods. And then some people may like Avatamsaka Sutra, Surangama Sutra, and Agama, or Diamond Sutra, or Earthstone Sutra, or Vimalakirti Sutra, and whatever the sutra. And so this is the profound Dharma of the Dascom one. So if you use the other sutra to benefit them and cause them to rejoice, and then you already repay the kindness of the Buddha.
好，我们谈到一个名字叫余生法，就是生的法。太虚大师说，这对这两个字，什么叫生法？意思是说，比如说我们只是刚开始，可能只是三皈依五戒，那可能是浅浅，对不对？可是我们开始跟他讲佛法的时候，当他能够合掌的念一声南无佛，其实就已经进入生法了。
So, what is this profound Dharma? So, Master Tai Shi and said, in the beginning, and take a three refuge and the five precept, and that's the beginning, the basic. And but if the person can actually join Pan and then recite Buddha's name, that moment actually already enter into the profound Dharma.
因为称了一声南无佛之后，其实他已经进入佛道。我们不是讲过那个故事吗？最后一个来皈依佛的是谁？须跋陀罗，对不对？他是几百世前呢、啊？不只是五百世、欸，大概是八亿世，八万世之前。因为那些阿罗汉都看不到那五百世，都没有什么善根呢、啊。可是佛就说让他进来。我讲过这个故事，你还记得吗？佛就说让他进来，让他进来。他在应该是几万世以前，他曾经是个樵夫，被一只老虎追，喊了一声南无佛之后，有因缘皈依佛。所以能够说一声南无佛，这都是非常大的善根，其实这已经是生法了。
So why is that? And about the first lecture, I talk about the last disciple of the Buddha. And because all the arhat cannot see his cause and back and cause and condition, arhat can only see the past 500 years. Apparently, this is beyond them. So, and they was rejecting and to come because Buddha is already very weak, and they don't want him to bother Buddha. So, but Buddha heard he's begging, and so he said, "Let him come in." And what caused this? And what has this cause and condition? And back then, probably 10,000 lifetimes ago, and he was in the forest and chased by a tiger. And then in that split second, in emergency, he was calling and recite, "Namo Amitabha."
Namo Fo.
And then because that one recitation, and he already cultivated this good karmic roots, so that will have a good course and condition, and then lead to him become Buddha's last disciple.
阿罗汉们可以看到，不是五百年，是五百四。
It's not 500 years. Sorry, correction. It's a 500 lifetime.
那个南摩佛的意思就是皈依佛的意思啦。
Namo Fo means take refuge to Buddha.
好，那我们这边谈到就是说，我们可以随众生的根性，好，随顺众生的根性，告诉众生他们所当下世切的佛法，这个叫恒顺众生嘛，哈。So
harmonize with sentient being is means you like and what sentient being according to what they like and then offer to them, and then if harmonize with sentient being according to their habitual tendency, their favors and language.
还没，还没，OK，就是恒顺众生，好，OK，好，恒顺众生这个四个字哈，我们常常被滥用，我就是随恒顺众生嘛，随顺众生嘛，哈，哦。 师父对这段有讲得非常的清楚，什么叫恒顺众生，请你听清楚了。如果是顺着众生的习气、喜爱、语言、习惯，提供他们所需要的这种恒顺众生菩萨行是颠倒的，看到了吗？会把众生引到三恶道当中，他们让我们什么叫恒顺众生？重点要让众生能够出离三界，生死轮回。你不要说他就讲这个话嘛，就讲让他喜欢就好了，不是，那个不是恒顺众生。 那是颠倒众生，只要众生让他还在六道中轮回，那个绝对不是恒顺众生。恒顺众生是希望众生能够脱离苦海，脱离六道轮回，还真的叫做恒顺众生，是智慧的恒顺众生。
So we constantly in here always harmonize with sentient beings, and what does that mean? And but in we a lot of time we actually misuse. So this is a Sifu and Master Senyan's definition. So if we harmonize with sentient beings according to their habitual tendencies, their favors, languages, habits to offer what they want, this kind of a bodhisattva conduct is upside down. And that will guide those sentient beings to the three evil realms and not helping them to depart from the three realms and the samsara of a birth and death. What they like, and then so what they like to hear, I just talk something what they like to hear. And this is not the case. This is actually and lead them in the deeper to the three evil realms.
我们想想，我们生活当中是怎么样恒顺众生的？大部分都是这个方式，对吗？颠倒众生，它不叫恒顺众生。
Think about how do we harmonize with sentient being in our daily life. Probably most likely is to and turn them upside down. It's not really harmonized with them.
好，真正的恒顺众生有一个名词叫做示摄法，你们听过吗？同事、布施、力行跟爱语。而且呢，佛师父有讲哦，他说这个我们自己呢，其实我们一边修学一边行菩萨道。 重点就是自己为度的时候要先度众生，这是菩萨说法心，所以要用这四个方法去度众生，才是真正的帮众生脱离苦海、轮回、脱离轮回。How
to do it harmonize? How to do it right and to harmonize with sentient beings? And we practice with the method of four all embracing bodhisattva virtues, and we cooperation with and then adapt to others, giving. Conduct profitable to others, affectionate and a beautiful speech, This the main thing is to practice the Bodhisattva path to deliver sentient beings, to deliver others from before self, that the initial determination to seek enlightenment.
好，那下面呢，我就用利用那个鸠摩罗什在大师大智度里面谈到什么四摄法，稍微简单谈一下就好了哈。好，在诚实论讲，什么叫布施？布施就有财施、法施、无畏施，对不对？好，我想这个布施，就让众生需要的东西，我们用那个布施的方法来布施。重点还是法施的，另外是与爱与的方法。然后另外呢，第三个方法就是力行，就是让他利帮助他利益他成就事情。第四个方法就是同事。
So in great wisdom shastra, and I talk about it, giving others with what they like in order to lead them to become receptive and to lean toward the truth. And the giving, and this we have a giving with wealth, giving with dharma, or giving fearlessly. And we emphasize in the giving the dharma. And affectionate and beautiful speech to others, what they like, in order to lead them to become receptive and to lean toward the truth. And the third is conduct profitable to others, what they like, in order to lead them to and to become receptive and to lean toward the truth. And the last, cooperation with and adapt to others for the sake of leading them to the truth.
好，我今天会把重点啊，谈到同事这个部分，我先讲一个故事啊，是不是很可爱？这是一个农场。OK， 好，这个故事是这样子，在奥地利呢有一个农场，有一个农场，然后呢这个农场里面养了非常多的羊，那他的隔壁呢这个人呢，这个人呢他养了很多的那个猎狗，打猎狗在他们隔壁。你看那个猎狗看到这个羊，哎，好吃的食物，对不对？常常都跑到他们的那个农场去吃那些小羊。
Okay, so today I'm going to emphasize in cooperation with and adaption to others. So you can see this picture is pretty cute. I'm going to tell you a story. So in Australia, near Alps, and there's a farm. And the owner of the farm has a lot of lambs, baby sheep. And but next to the neighbor, it's and has a lot of hunting dogs. So these hunting dog is pretty mean and fierce. And then so they see this lamb and think, it looks pretty yummy.
Okay, 所以呢，这家呢，常常那个羊就不见了这样子。然后这个主人就常常跑去隔壁，就给他投诉他。就那个主人根本不理啊，他就不理，说他们家羊损失了很多只，所以他有一天就跑去找律师了，就说我一定要告他，要告他，他每天呢让我的羊损失这么多。律师就跟他讲说，你是要有一个树立一个敌人在你隔壁吗？还是你希望那隔壁的是一个朋友？他说我当然希望是朋友啊。他说你要是告他的话，当然了，我可以罚他，可是你事情还是没处理啊，我教你一个方法好了。
So because of that, a lot of lambs mysteriously disappear. And so the farmer, it was really annoying. So he come to knock the door and to the neighbor. It's like, and then he said, could you please lock up all your dogs? He said, oh, yeah. But, you know, a few days later and everything repeat again. So he is really fed up. And so he said, that's it. I'm going to lawyer. And I'm going to search for a legal resolution.So, and the lawyer said, okay, I can definitely help you and, you know, put a restraining order to those dogs and whatever, the legal resolution. But let me teach you something. Let me ask you something. You rather have a friend as your neighbor or you rather have an enemy as your neighbor? It's like, of course I want a friend as my neighbor.
所以呢，他就教他一个方法，他就挑他这个农场里面呢非常可爱的四只小羊的，就送去给隔壁的那个，因为他们有四个小孩子，小菩萨一个人一只。我小菩萨看到羊都好欢喜啊，每天就非常的认真照顾他。就那个羊在家里跑来跑去啊，哦，这下子爸爸可紧张了，把那个猎狗管得好好的，这个猎狗再也没有出现了。
So and the trick is and so And so the farmer follows the lawyer's suggestion. So he picked the four cutest lamb and then gave it to the neighbor. And they, because apparently they have four kids. And so the cutest labor and then win their hearts of the children. And so, and the children take care of them and then all that. So now, the owner and the father has the four hunting dogs and he become worried. I don't want this dog to attack these lambs. What should I do? And then, he actually made a huge cage and locked up all the dogs. And so from that point on, the lamb was never being attacked again.
这就是一个很好的例子，好，同事的例子。你说法师，这里面有佛法吗？有吗？
This is a very good example in its cooperation with an adoption to others. And so you may ask me, 法师, is this a Dharma in the story?
有吗？佛法在生活当中到处都是佛法，你会用到处都是佛法的。
Of course, and we use Dharma in the life. And if you know how to use it, all over the place, everything is Dharma.
好，我们来谈谈《法华经》里面的同事。
So now we're going to talk about Lotus Sutra.
好，有一个名词叫做众生喜见菩萨，你们听过吗？菩萨就点头，你们读《法华经》就知道了。
This Bodhisattva name is called All Being Delight in Seeing.
好，其实《法华经》里面有好多的部分谈到这个东西哈。好，我用一个名字叫菩萨的身影。
So I use this terminology, Bodhisattva as a silhouette or figure.
好，有一个菩萨，他后来佛给他授记，他的名字叫一切众生喜见菩萨，因为他修行的过程当中，后来得到一切色身三昧，他就是以后来的药王菩萨。药王菩萨呢，他甚至后来在《妙觉庵王本师品》里面，他是净眼菩萨。
So this Bodhisattva called All Being Delight in Seeing, and Buddha gave him prophecy, and because he got the samadhi, and because in the past life, and he's the past life and the Bodhisattva medicine king, and the samadhi of manifestation of all physical form, that's the samadhi he got.
我要把这个地方让你自己去看，因为实际上这个是两篇完全不同的章节里面谈到的哈，因为这个一切众生喜见菩萨，他其实有一生是用色身来供佛。用那种色身哦，到最后的时候，你看名字是一切众生喜见，什么众生看到他都非常欢喜耶，你看到吗？这就是同事的一个非常好的方法。
Actually, I want you to do some research of your own, so I just give you a little beginning. So, in the past life, this Bodhisattva, all being delight in seeing, he actually used his own body to make offerings to Buddha. So that's why, his name is all being delight in seeing.
好，第二个例子是谁？我想你们可能听过，妙音菩萨，他的名字叫众生喜见菩萨，他也是一切色身三昧。他现四十个应化身，就是要度谁现什么身，比如说要度国王现国王身，要度菩萨现菩萨身，要度众生度众生身，所以是一切众生喜见菩萨，他也是菩萨的身影。
So another one is the Bodhisattva Wondrous Sound, and he actually has a 40 transformation body. So it depends on what kind of sentient being he want to deliver. So if he want to deliver a king, so he's showing the manifestation body of a king. So if he want to show a deliver animal, he will show and the manifestation body of an animal.
另外一个，我想你一定知道观世音菩萨，对吧？观世音菩萨在《法华经》里面33应化身，在《楞严经》有32应化身，对不对？一切众生他要度谁就现什么身。
Another Bodhisattva you all familiar with, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara or 观音 Bodhisattva. So, and he has a 33 manifestation body in talk about in Lotus Sutra. In Surangama Sutra, and talk about he has 32 manifestation body.
好，我想我不要讲他，你们应该了解他吧。好，第三个我要介绍谁？这个人叫做摩诃波舍波提比丘尼，你知道他是谁吗？他是释迦牟尼佛的姨母，对，姨母。
So next person I'm going to talk about is Mahapajapati. Do you know who she is? She actually is Buddha's aunt.
她其实是第一位的比丘尼。
She actually is the very first bhikkhuni or female monastic.
我这边讲一个故事，就是这个摩诃波什波提比丘尼，当然当初要出家很不容易啊，因为 佛就讲说，我的教法当中都不要有女众，你们可以去修行，但是不要在我佛堂里面出家。可是阿难呢，阿难就想办法去求佛，就他就带了一批500个女众就一起出家了。So
actually, for her to become a monastic, it's very difficult. And because the Buddha said, in my sangha group, there's no women. So she really, really want to become part of a monastic. And so she keep begging Buddha. Even Ananda and tried to help her and to persuade Buddha. And then and finally, and she Buddha agreed. So and she took 500 shaka ladies and become a monastic and form a monastic group.
要是没有她，没有今天的我。
If she doesn't allow to be monastic, I won't be here today.
Okay, 好，谈一下这个，那就是那后来那个摩诃波提比丘尼，他成为比丘尼之后，有一天呢，他就拿了2件金缕衣啊，就是要去供，就跟佛说，我要供养佛。我就说，不要啊，你这个衣服可以供僧啊，供大众僧啊，因为你供养当下的时候，不要指定哪一个人，其实那供的很大的。 他就很执着说，我一定要供佛，我一定要供养一尊供养佛。我就好吧，我收一件，另外一件就供僧。所以他也因为这样的功德，师生的功德，让他得到非常大的利益。So
and one day, she handmade in two golden robes, and she wanna give it to Buddha. Insists wanna give it to Buddha, and Buddha said, "No, you should make an offering to all the sangha group." And she said, "No, I wanna make an offer to you." And the Buddha said, all right, I take one, but the other one, and you make an offer to the Sangha. And actually, because of that, she made an offering to Sangha, and then bring her a huge merit.
那当然她因为她带着这些女众修行，所以她后来得到非常大的功德。佛给她授记的名字叫一切众生喜见如来啊，看到吗？ Okay.
So because that, and Buddha and gave her prophecy, and that means gonna give her the future name of Buddha. And then so she called the Dust Come One, all being look with delight.
好，接着我们谈一个人，这个是佛。你说佛法是佛怎么样是一切众生喜见呢？你们是不是很欢喜能够见到佛？一定是吧，哈。
So next we're going to talk about Buddha, and you may say how Buddha is all delight in seeing. Do you see Buddha in with delight?
你看佛哈，佛早就成佛，对不对？佛早就示现成佛，但是他示现人生，示现告诉我们说，我们可以用人的身来修行，对吗？这是不是告诉我们，他就是现给我们这个人看到就是人生嘛？ 可是他是不是也在其他道现不同身度众生？当然是啊。Shakyamuni
Buddha, and he actually achieved Buddhahood long time ago. But while he was alive, he used a human body to demonstrate attainment of the Buddhahood. So also in his past life and story, and he was an animal and tried to deliver animal in the realm. But at that time in the Saha war, he present human body.
说佛示现八相成道，所以我们是不是也可以八相成道成佛？当然可以啊。So
and Buddha demonstrate a form and to achieve Buddhahood, and we can also do that too.
好。 另外一个是佛用，在《华华经》有个名词叫三周说法，我想你一定听过，对吗？佛用三周说法度了不同根器的众生。And
the other special terminology is expounding dharmas with three methods based on the karmic roots of ascension beings.
它就是法说、譬喻说跟因缘说。So
these are expounding dharma directly, expounding dharma with examples. Expounding Dharma with cause and conditions.
好，我们来谈一下什么叫法说。在方便云第二说，佛是因为一大事因缘故出现于世间嘛，所以让众生能够开示悟入佛的自见，这个本身就是法说。
So in chapter 2, skillful means, all the Buddhas, the world honor one, appear in the world only because the cause and condition of one great matter wish to lead sentient beings to open, demonstrate, awaken, enter into the path of the knowledge and vision of the Buddha.
那个时候有个上根弟子叫舍利佛，配合着佛演的一出说，太好了，佛我看懂了，所以他度了上根弟子叫舍利佛。
So at that time, and he has one disciple with very sharp karmic roots. This is a Sariputra. So at that time, after Buddha and said this, he immediately said, oh, I got it. So that's when he and expounding this profound Dharma directly, he delivered Sariputra.
好，第二个方法叫譬喻说，譬喻知道在法华经里面有好多，我们叫七譬喻，其实不止，超过十个譬喻。用各种各种的譬喻方法来度众生，三界火灾啊，三车一车啊，穷子一三草恶魔，我想大家听过，度了四个中根弟子。
So the next is expounding Dharma via examples, and so in Lotus Sutra and the famous one, and we know it's seven parables, but actually it's about 10 parables. So in here, and so the three car and the burning house and wealthy man and the Pusan and the medicine herb and then others. And because in this, so this method, expounding Dharma using examples, and he deliver four median karmic roots disciples.
你不要认为他是中根哈，法华经里面讲很清楚，他说他们呢内密菩萨恨，外现四声闻，只为了方便度众生。
Don't think that karmic roots is only medium, but in the Lotus Sutra, they actually said these beings secretly carry out bodhisattva practice while outwardly and calling them shivakas and here little having little desire and their thoughts and fixed on birth and death. They in fact.Purify the Buddha land in this way, and my disciple save sentient beings through skillful means.
我就说好，我用法说譬喻说，还听不懂的话，我只好自己跳下来了。佛说，我就说说因缘说吧。因缘说说了很多佛的本身故事，我在过去生一直很多他的故事，用这个方法来度什么？度下根弟子。
So and Buddha said.If I use those two methods, you still couldn't understand. So, all right. So, and I use another method, expound Dharma via cause and condition. And he used a lot of his own past and cause and condition to try to deliver and these disciples, sentient beings.
所以我刚刚谈到是三周说法，法说、譬喻说、因缘说，主要是谈佛用他本身，其实也是用同式的方法来度众生。
So the past three methods, and then Buddha used his past and cause and condition, and then also and to use the three methods to deliver sentient beings.
谈到另外一个人，地藏菩萨，地藏菩萨是不是用他自己的方法来度众生？是吗？哈，地藏菩萨他讲，你看他说。在这个五浊恶世啊，这众生真是刚巧难调难服，我用了很多方法，还是有这样有恶习在的。
Another Bodhisattva is Earthstorm Bodhisattva, and he say, I teach and transform obstinate beings and such as these and within the evil world of the five turbidities, causing their mind to be regulated and subdued so that.They renounce the deviant and return to the proper. But one or two out of ten still clinging to their bad habits.
怎么办呢？对这样这么干巧众生怎么办呢？佛就那个是菩萨就说，我就分身千百亿广设方便，分身度脱，就是刚好我们看到对不对？他是用各种身来度脱众生，一样的地藏菩萨也是这样子，也是同式的方法。
So what I'm going to do, and for them, I again divided into thousands of billions of a body and used numerous additional expedient means and my division body and take a course and liberate all those different kind of beings.
所以我刚刚讲的 经那个华华经是 用各种方法来度众，三周说法，地藏经也是。好，我要谈一下金刚经，我们也谈过讲过金刚经对吗？我们来看看金刚经它的三周说法是怎么一回事。
So we talk about Lotus Sutra, we use three different methods, and we also talk about Earthstone Sutra. Now I'm going to talk about Diamond Sutra.
好，金刚经呢，法会应有分第一分，佛就演了一出戏啊，他说尔时呢，世尊在吃饭时间到了，他就拿了衣，穿了衣，打了钵，到了社会大臣去乞食，到了城里面叫次第乞，就是只能乞七家。起完就是不管你是空钵满钵就回来之后洗洗脚坐起来吃饭，吃完饭之后碗也洗的衣服也收好了，坐下来就打坐，佛什么话都没有说，就演了一出这样的戏，这个就是法说。
So in Diamond Sutra in chapter 1 so at that time the world honored one put on his robe and took up in his bowl and entered the great cityAnd to collect alms, they can only go through seven families. Regardless their course and condition, if it's a full bowl, that's fine. If it's empty bowl, and that's fine. And that's it, seven families. After he had finished his sequential alms round, he returned to his dwelling. And when his meal was completed, and he put his robe and bowl away, after he washed his feet,And he arranged his seat and then sat down. So Buddha didn't say anything. He just playing these things and showing people this thing. It's like he conducting this play and he's an actor. He's acting on this play. But this is expounding profound Dharma directly.
他这样的演了一出戏，度了一个上根弟子，叫做须菩提。
And why he was doing that, and he actually delivered one sharp comic roots disciple, Subhuti.
所以《金刚经》啊，你叫第一分看通了，下面不用看了。这一分佛已经演完了，因为是法说，已经全部都演完了。
So if you could understand Diamond Sutra, if you have a sharp comic roots, after chapter one.And after Buddha put out this play, you already understood, and that's done.
但是呢，我们常常都要需要往后嘛，哈。OK， 接着呢，我用譬喻说。
And but unfortunately, we have to get more information to understand more. So next, Buddha is gonna expound Dharma via examples.
因为《金刚经》谈到说，我们在布施供养的时候，不要执着啊，不要执着的时候，你的功德就很大。他怎么形容？好像那个东方、西方、南方、北方、上为四下虚空，这个虚空大到你是不是可以思量？不可思量。所以你用无相布施的功德的时候，你的功德就像四方一样，不可限量。这就是有譬喻说，用东方、西方、南方、北方四为上下，这就是佛的譬喻说。你听懂了吗
？So Buddha said, Subhuti, what do you think? Is a space in the east?And conceivable or measurable is a space in the south, west, north, and in the intermediate direction, above and below, conceivable, measurable? No, world honored one, Subhuti, and the blessing and the virtue of a bodhisattva who does not rely on the appearance when giving are just as inconceivable and immeasurable. Subhuti, a bodhisattva should rely only on the teaching.
OK， 好，快讲完了。OK， 好，重点就是《金刚经》讲什么？《金刚经》讲无相，讲空相，就是告诉你要无相布施。所以这个无相其实是重点。OK， 好，下面看佛说啊，什么叫无相？哎，好，你还听不懂对不对？好，我跳下来讲讲因缘说吧。我就说，要是你呢，你认为说见到一个佛的身相的话，对不起，那个不叫真，那个、不是叫佛的身相。凡所有相，皆是虚妄。你看到相其实本身就不是真的相，那才是真的见到如来。这个叫如来用自己本身去说。他说你看到我这个丈六金身八十相好随三十随三十二相好八十随行，你认为那是佛吗？不，那不是佛。你要执着那个有相本身就不是对的，所以他就是用佛自己本身，就是因缘说。
So in Diamond Sutra, and it says our offering was a formless offering, was emptiness. So still couldn't understand. And then Buddha used expounding Dharma via causes and conditions. And no, War Honor One, it is not possible to see Dascom One in his physical appearance. Why? Because the physical appearance mentioned by the Dascom One are not physical appearance. The Buddha said to Suputi, all appearance are empty and false. If one sees all appearance as no appearance, then the one sees the Dascom One. So in Buddha's tall body and 32 forms, and those are just only appearance.
好，所以我刚刚谈到《法华经》的佛的，在《法华经》里面谈到的时候，一切众生喜见菩萨或是如来，甚至佛，这是地藏菩萨，甚至谈到《金刚经》，只是告诉大家说。我们用很多方法可以帮助众生，你不要说法师我对佛经不懂，你就用各种方法讲，你可以用自己的例子说一说，对吗？也可以用譬喻说一说，这样你会吗？
So today we talk about Lotus Sutra and Earthstone Sutra and then also Diamond Sutra and you may say I cannot make out on this and try to share with others andBut use your own example and sometimes helped.
就像刚刚师父讲的，我们还没成佛，今天先度众生呢、啊，这个是菩萨行。
Like the 师父 said it before we achieve Buddhahood, we deliver help other sentient being. That is Bodhisattva.
好，我把我们今天的大家的分享做一点这样 conclusion。第一个是你一定要有定课，好，你自己一定要有自己的定课，那是解门的定课或是行门的定课。还有就是生活当中随时关照我们的身口意，尤其是意念。
So today's conclusion is you have to have a daily practice, and daily practice is to understand the Dharma, the method of understanding and learning, and the method of a practice, actual practice. And the next is contemplate and illuminate body, speech, and mind, especially the mind.
好，那我们把今天的我们一起来，大家来发愿跟回向，
请合掌 please.